Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning, this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Friday, the 8th of September, which means it is Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. Producer, is that Mr. Sawyer on the phone line? Good morning, Mr. Sawyer. How are you?
I'm well. What's going on, man? Good morning, Bahamas.
I'm very excited, Mr. Sawyer. I have members.
Yes, sir. The NFL is back.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing to be excited about, but I'm excited because this is a football day. I got American football,
and then yeah, I got FOOT.
Yeah, I got American football and European football. But let's be careful there, Mr. Sawyer, because FUTBOL is another type of football entirely.
Yeah.
Where these, listen. It's only right for a Bahamian to critique football, F-U-T-B-O-L. First of all, these Bahamians play inside, like they need AC to play. Next thing, they play on a smooth. It have a low coefficient of friction, so it's easy to move across the court. And then the next thing, the ball is very, very tiny, Mr. Sawyer. Like, they want to make it easy to play soccer when in the Bahamas, it got to be hard. You got to be on that field. It may be, I remember when I was playing soccer, the field wasn't even. We didn't have any AstroTurf. We didn't have any knee pads. At one point, I asked my coach,
if I could wear
a helmet as goalkeeper. Yeah. But so that's three different types of football. So, Mr. Sawyer, I got to get the show going. Again, I've got representatives from the Bahamas Football Association in to talk.
Good morning to you guys.
One second. Let me turn up the volume for them. Okay, say it again, Mr. Sawyer.
Good morning to you guys. How are you?
Good morning. Doing very well, thank you.
Good. But we know the NFL season opened last night.
Oh, man. Thank you, God, for the good things in life. There's no more beach days. You can't get me to go to the... All fellas. I think I speak for all fellas. No more beach day on Sunday. We ain't going for no more drives. We ain't doing no more.
We ain't going for ice cream after Sunday dinner.
Movies that make you feel good, and I just feel like I wasted my money. We ain't have no conversations about nothing. You know, things that could wait. That could wait till Monday. Monday before Monday Night Football.
Listen,
life is great.
I imagine this.
When you see the NFL is on TV, listen, bring the potatoes, I'll peel it.
There you go.
Bring the cheese, I'll grate it.
This is,
you know, bring the chicken, I will season it. But I ain't leaving from in front of the television. Just bring me what you need for me to do.
Dear ladies,
man.
Right now is the time. If you into interior design and you want to see your husband, make sure the TV wherever you want to be, because that's where he could be, in front
right.
of that TV.
It's like, this is the time to swing him right now, have him sign anything, give you a bank card, anything to get you from talking to him while the game is on.
He will
this
do
is it.
It
right now, ladies. Right now. This is your time.
Man, it's an exciting time. We got Hurricane Lee decided that he can turn around and go in a different direction.
Thank you, God.
Football season open up. We had the first cold front of the season last night. The air cooled right down. And then on Saturday, we got the Bahamas National Soccer, a.k.a. football team, playing Puerto Rico. But before we get there, Mr. Sawyer, let's talk about the first game to kick off the NFL season, Chiefs versus Lions. When I checked the score in the third quarter last night, it was 14-14. And I can be honest with you, that was too much stress for me. I can't stand it when it's tied like that so late in the game. So I did not follow up on the score. Can you tell me who won the first game of the year?
Technically, the Lions won, 21-20.
There you go.
Actually, yeah. The Chiefs lost the game, though. Chiefs didn't have Chris Jones, their star defensive tackle.
Mm-hmm.
And they also didn't have Travis Kelce, their star tight end.
Yeah.
Both were out. Well, Chris Jones is out for a contract dispute. He said he's willing to sit out at least 8 games without even caring for the fact that he's going to be fined.
Wow.
But he'll come back after the 8th game if a contract is not worked out. And Travis Kelce hurt his knee in practice just Tuesday gone, so that's why he didn't.
Right, they just rest in the knee.
Yeah, man, just a precautionary tactic. But without the safety net of Travis Kelce, where the Chiefs were definitely exposed. Travis Kelce on a couple of those plays. I mean, Marquez Valdez Scantling, he had a very big catch in the first touchdown drive, very big 20-something-yard catch in traffic and whatnot. But there's nothing like a Travis Kelce 3rd-and-7 on the line breaking down. And you know when you give Travis the ball 4 yards, he's going to get you the extra 12 feet, that extra 3 yards. He's going to push and get that for you. You know, so when Travis comes back, they'll be all right. I mean, the line we had to do to win the game.
Yeah.
But the Chiefs, you know, a lot of drop balls, a lot of miscommunications, a lot of misreads. It's the first game of the season, a lot of jitters. And they'll get better. They'll get better as the season wears on and their team.
But Mr. Sawyer
starts to gel.
This is the Chiefs. This is the KC.
Super Bowl champions. Yeah, that's fine.
Chiefs. They can't come out like this.
Man, the Chiefs beat the Patriots in 2015 or 16 to start after the Patriots won the Super Bowl. That was the 28-3 Super Bowl they came back from.
Yeah.
I think that was the Falcons Super Bowl. But the Chiefs beat the Patriots at home.
Okay.
In Tom Brady's house. So, you know, it's doable. The Bills beat the Rams last year to start the season. The Rams were the defending champions last year. It's doable because you have, you know, Super Bowl hangover.
Okay, I got you.
I don't foresee the Super Bowl hangover happening for the Chiefs the way it happened for the Rams.
Okay.
Well, the Rams hangover was due to injuries last year.
Is it too early to call, or we got to make a call next week? I want to call who you think will win the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, well, the Niners can win the Super Bowl. No, it's not too early to call. No, the Saudians, well, some people call them the Dolphins. They're going nowhere. And the Cowgirls, again, are going nowhere. You know, feels good to be able to trash talk, like, officially. Again, this is going to be great. And we play in the Steelers on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's 49ers. Any Niners out there? 1 o'clock. Playing the Steelers in
Pittsburgh.
Oh,
this is a Bahamian game. 49ers versus Steelers.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. It's going to be on TV.
All right. Well, once it's not conflicting with the Puerto Rico game, I for it.
Oh, no. It won't. It won't. It can't.
Right. Puerto Rico is on Saturday. 49ers,
exactly.
Steelers on Sunday afternoon.
Bingo.
There you go.
So you only got to carry your dry cleaning, maybe go to the barber, catch the soccer game, and then you're home in time to, you know, season up your wings and your hot dogs and burgers and whatnot.
And your veggie hot dogs and your vegan burgers. Rasta does watch football too, you know.
Rasta does watch football for true,
yes.
No lies.
All right, listen, Mr. Sawyer, I got to get with the show. I got a trivia question today, and we're giving away 4 tickets to this Saturday's Puerto Rico game. National football team is playing Puerto Rico in the CONCACAF tournament.
You have a trivia question already? Because I have a great one.
Send it to me via text.
Okay.
Yeah. Send it to me via text.
Will do.
All right.
Will do.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning, Mr. Sawyer. I know you're very busy. Now, listen, I got some Gannap lemonade for your people.
Okay.
We need to link up today. Message me.
Okay.
All right.
Will do.
Yes,
will
sir.
Do. Have a great day.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, Mr. Eric Sawyer, the 3rd, our NFL expert, and on the clock with Aaron Green.
FUTBOL people, have a great day as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Football is going to be a fabulous weekend.
Excellent.
Absolutely. Now, I got to get to my on-the-clock sand dollar trivia giveaway. It's a football question, so all my footballers get ready. Every day for the next month, we'll be giving away sand dollars to digital wallet holders. Every week, players can win $30 in sand dollars. To be eligible, you must have a sand dollar wallet, and you must answer the trivia question correctly, and you must be a first-time winner. When you call in, give the producer your name and number, your wallet information. If you get the question correct, I'm going to ask you to hold the line so we can transfer you back to the producer to confirm your information. Again, listeners are restricted to one transfer for the duration of the competition. That means you can only win once. But have no fear. Hopefully, we're going to get some more sponsors on and we could do some more fabulous trivia giveaways. Here are the numbers to call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence. It's toll-free. It's toll-free. It's one of the only free things you're going to get this weekend. Text line powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Here is the question. Who is the most famous soccer player in Brazil or dead? Who is the most famous soccer player in Brazil, living or dead? I want to say in the world, but that's my bias as a soccer fan. Who is the most famous soccer player, living or dead, in Brazil? Again, the numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720 for people in the Bahamas, but not in New Providence, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. If you send a text, please include your wallet information in the text. Who's the most famous soccer player, living or dead, in Brazil? In Brazil. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Joining me in studio are the assistant coach from the Bahamas national men's soccer team, and two of our leading soccer players. These gentlemen, I think, will be playing in the game on Saturday. Well, okay then. There we go. Since I am the team captain, to my left, sir, please introduce yourself and tell us your position on the team.
My name is Michael Massey.
You have to speak right into the mic.
My name is Michael Massey.
Yeah.
I'm a midfielder on the team.
Okay, I hear that accent. I've been using. That's why you wasn't talking. Okay, no problem, sir.
My name is William Gardner, and I'm a defender.
Okay, and to my right.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Davies, the assistant coach.
And you will see his picture. I mean to do this to him this morning. We've got two fabulous stories covering the Bahamas Football Association and their road to the imminent CONCACAF tournament. In the Tribune, Team Bahamas in tip-top shape for Nations League. In the Guardian, the Bahamas ready for Puerto Rico. So tell us what they mean when you say you ready for Puerto Rico.
Well, being ready means they've been training hard. They've been really put in the work. I mean, I've seen them from the time we started however many months ago to the present time.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys are, you know, in tip-top shape, ready. Last night was our final training session.
Okay.
And we can see that everything is coming together. So that's what it means when we say they're ready. And I think they're ready.
There you go. I know you guys are very excited to Definitely. Get back on the field and to play. Tell people, let's start with the game. You're playing, well, we're going to host the CONCACAF Nations League match tomorrow, Saturday the 9th at 6 p.m. at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium, our national soccer team will face Puerto Rico.
Correct.
Okay. Now, what are y'all playing for?
Well, the Nations League is a tournament for the CONCACAF region, which is our Caribbean region.
Okay.
Up into groups, A, B, C. The top tier teams are in A, the middle teams in B.
Okay.
And so on. So at this present point, we're just playing to see if we can advance to Group A.
Okay.
And then next year will be the Nations League tournament, will be the qualifier for the Gold Cup.
Okay. All right. So this is about ranking. This is about advancing in the ranking and attempting to make your way to the top tier group of players for the future qualifying tournaments.
Right.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. So Tuesday, September 12th, y'all will be playing Guyana in Guyana.
Yes.
Now, look here. This is going to be the roughest game y'all play, because I can tell you why. Our sports reporter, Simba, he's torn between the Bahamas and Guyana.
Yeah.
They're both his home. They're both his love. I can tell you, I've been to Guyana, and I love Guyana. So I don't know. I mean, I know who I can pull for. Y'all don't mind if I also pull for Guyana, right?
If we don't mind.
Listen, this gentleman just gave me the look, miss. I don't know if you can get in the stadium if you ain't pulling for Team Bahamas. I appreciate that. This is the one time when you can, you know, you can be sort of, I wouldn't say restricted, but you got to pull for your nation.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, it's absolutely important for the fans to come out and support the team. I mean, when you're on the field and you hear the goatskin drums, the cowbells, people screaming, your name.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
It gives you motivation and, you know, if you're a little tired or whatever.
Yeah, it really boosts you.
Little extra boost of energy to make that 60-yard sprint that you might have to do.
Yeah.
It's very important for fan support. So I want to encourage everybody to come out and support the team.
Absolutely. Is there a cost? Let's look at the cost to get in, the pricing on the sheet here. For adults, $20?
Yes.
All right. Children under 13, $10.
Yes.
VIP includes two drinks, finger foods, that's whatever you could pick up with your fingers, however much you could pick up with your fingers one time without getting caught, premium seating, special entry, and parking. This is excellent. $35. Those are great prices for international tournament spectators.
Very good price. You probably won't find these prices anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, I mean, these are excellent prices. Then we're looking at general concessions. You could get beers, you could get soft drinks, you could get Gatorade, water, and assorted snacks. So you keep yourself fueled, because it's going to take a lot of energy. The spectating is a job, Bahamas.
Yes, it is.
Our team needs us to come out there and perform our job well. I bring in two things with me. Kanep lemonade and conch salad.
Okay.
Right? Any of y'all, you feeling a little weak on the team, just put your hand in the air. I can throw some conch salad for you. Only for y'all, though. Puerto Ricans eat conch ceviche. You don't call it conch salad. We cousins. We close. Okay, tickets can be purchased online now at BahamasFA.net. That's BahamasFA, F as in finger foods, A.net. And you click get tickets on the page. So go to BahamasFA.net, and when you see get tickets, that's where you click, and it's going to take you to the process to purchase your tickets. Now, in person, if you don't want to purchase online, you can go to the National Sports Authority office located at the Andre Rogers National Baseball Stadium, Monday to Friday, 9 to 4 p.m. So, right, that means you got to get there today before 4 p.m. and get your ticket for this upcoming match. Now, when you're there, you're buying your ticket for that match, right? Remember, you got to buy a ticket for Saturday, October the 14th, because the Bahamas team will be playing Antigua and Barbuda in the Bahamas again at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. And then again on Saturday, November the 18th, we'll be playing Guyana again, but in the Bahamas this time, right?
Right.
So when you go there today to get your ticket for Puerto Rico match tomorrow, make sure you get your Antigua and Barbuda ticket, and you get your Guyana ticket for October and November. Now, can I purchase tickets at the gate?
I believe that is the case, yes.
Yes, you can. So,
yes.
Listen, if you don't make it to the office, here, just get there, buy your ticket, bring your children, bring your young men. Soccer coaches, bring the players.
Bring your players. School teachers, bring your
Bring your students. Absolutely. See, the thing with sports is this. Sports can be a catalyst, right, for students. It can be a catalyst for academics, right? We sort of miss that. A lot of our students don't necessarily perform at their peak while they're in school here, but they have an athletic performance that can take them abroad on a scholarship. And then when they get into that university setting, a lot of those athletes focus on academics because they realize that they do have the aptitude for it, and they develop that aptitude with their sports development along with their high schooling, right, along with their schooling. And so it's imperative that we bring students out to these activities. It's about expanding their horizons. I mean, You thinking that, oh, not every player wants to be, not every student wants to be a soccer player. I'm thinking students want to be statisticians. Some students want to be graphic designers and can develop an entire career just creating sports logos, sports themes and sports uniforms, designing mascots, right? There's just a wealth of opportunities at every sporting engagement. Okay, let's get back to the details. Thomas A. Robinson Stadium, 6 p.m. tomorrow evening, afternoon. Are you having any pregame activities?
I can't speak to any pregame activities. Usually there isn't, because the teams will be on the field warming up. So there may be, I don't know if there's anything going on in the stands or
outside.
Like in the little area or outside.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if anything of that nature is going to happen tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. I got you. We're still working on our tailgating culture.
Yeah.
We get people out before the game. And with the technology we have available, right? I know we want to encourage everybody to come into. But once we get to the point where we get our stadiums filled, we got those the big screens, so people could be in the parking lot as well, watching the game and entertaining themselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We prefer those people to come inside stadium.
Oh, no. We're pushing you inside until we hit max capacity. Well, I can't wait till that day, right, when we hit max capacity, and then we say, hey, we got a sports platform. Because we were overfilled. We got people who are willing to come and watch the game from the parking lot. All right, so, gentlemen, now to the players. Mm-hmm. I've got a defender and I've got a midfielder. Defender, midfielder. Right. What do you do? What's your role on the team?
My role, so I'm mainly a wide defender.
Okay, so you're on the wings?
Yes, I'm on the wing.
Okay.
So my main goal is just to stop their wingers of the opposing team from trying to come down the line, get across into our box. That would be very dangerous for us.
Yeah.
Of course. So I'm just trying to keep them in front of me, send them back, and then we can shape up as a team.
All right.
Yeah, as a midfielder, I mean, it depends. There's different types of midfielders. I typically play further forward. So my job is to create, try and be that creative.
Create plays. Yeah. Make space for players. Are you like an assist man? Are you like the Magic Johnson of the pitch? Feeding the ball, reading the spaces, figuring out who to pass to and when to pass?
I'd like to say so.
Now, how often can a midfielder become a striker, right? Like, I know that's not your role, but how often can does a midfielder get an opportunity to push forward and push a ball into the goal?
Well, in the position that he plays, he will have that opportunity to push forward, to get opportunities to score. The reality is, if we have the ball, we have 11 people on attack.
Yeah.
If we don't have the ball, we have 11 people on defense. So, anybody, the way we play, even defenders, they can push forward and they'll have an opportunity to score. So we're trying to get our team to be offensive-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I played, when dinosaurs roamed the earth, we were more defensive because, that was just the phase that we were in at that time. But now we're becoming more of an offensive-minded team.
I'm glad you made that reference, because when I was playing field hockey, I used to use a tibia for my stick, right? A dinosaur, about 100 years after you was playing soccer. And I played defense. In fact, I found this odd thing. I grew up in the Bahamas. I went to Britain. I went to a boarding school and started playing netball. And I thought, this is my time to shine, right? I'm too short to dunk on a 10-foot rim, but netball is just my size. I want to play offense. I started off playing offense. And one time, I block a ball, right? Shift to defense quickly and block a ball. And my coach put me on defense forever. She looked me straight in my face. She said, I don't care if you think you could shoot that ball into that hole. You playing defense forever, right? And then I realized that I'm playing field hockey, playing soccer, even playing basketball with a very defense mindset, right? Like, I don't need to score. Once we have the ball, somebody going to score. And so making that transition from defensive to offensive, Mr. Defender. Do you get a lot of opportunities to push that far forward in the game? Or are you the type of defender, like another Magic Johnson, as a defender, you see yourself as an assist man, and your job is to take the ball from these by them and push it forward?
I feel as if, I mean, for me personally, I defend first because that's my role.
Yeah.
I know some other defenders who play right back as I do, they like to push forward a lot. Mm-hmm. But for me, I would rather stay defensively first, and if the game brings me forward, then I'll come forward.
Okay. See, because I know I played soccer, this is a thinking game, mm-hmm. right? The physical training, the training of your body is so that you could think and not worry about what your body is going to do next, because brain and your body are connected to the point where you think it, the message is passed on, or better yet, it's your foot that's actually driving the message up to your head. Your foot say, look here, I know where the ball is going, and this way we go in, boss. Right?
Well, what I try to get the guys to understand that not only in soccer, but all sports, is 90% mental, and
yeah.
the 10% of it is physical. And like you said, once you train your brain to react to situations quickly, then your body will follow yeah. because of the muscle memory and that sort
right.
of sort of thing.
So. And if your body is well, I wouldn't say well fit, but obviously my academics are off. If you are disciplined and you well trained and you're strong, you're flexible, right? You're pliable, then the risk of injury, right, is reduced because you know your body is going to do what it can, what it needs to do, right? I think it's a very big thing. And so as I got older, I had an ankle injury. I realized that, look, I have to reduce the intensity I play with because my body isn't going to do necessarily what my brain thinks it yeah. can do.
Yeah. You well, know? These guys can tell you, I preach all of these things to them
yeah.
all of the time. You know, you need to be flexible. You have to do your stretching. You have to eat properly. You have to get your rest. You have to hydrate. All of these things make you a top-tier athlete, and these are the things that you need to focus on all year round, not just in competition.
All right, so I want to talk about the future of residential training camps for our national soccer team to build camaraderie, to maintain momentum, right, throughout the year. But we've got 4 tickets we got to give away. We've got 4 tickets we're giving away today to the CONCACAF, the Nations League football, Bahamas versus Puerto Rico Men's Nations League, Puerto Rico game starting tomorrow. So I've got these 4 tickets. I've got 2 adult tickets, and I've got 2 children's tickets. And here's how I want to do the giveaway, producer. I want to ask the audience, the first person to call in with the name of a soccer player that's played soccer in the last 10 years. We good with that? What's your knowledge base like, assistant coach?
10 years? That depends on the names they call.
Okay. Listen, I've got, these are my football experts in the room. If they know the name, then you win the prize. Okay? Because I only know 7 soccer players. One is Leslie St. Fleur. The other one is Leslie A. Mins, the greatest soccer coach and player in the history of the Bahamas. I declare that. I mean, I know that. I play. I train under him. I got a winner already. Okay. Now, Texter. I don't know if you know how to pronounce the name. I don't know if I know how to pronounce this name, but I think it's correct. I'm going to let my assistant coach.
Oh, Ronaldinho.
Ronaldinho. Is that a soccer player?
No, this. I think they're trying to answer the question about the greatest player in Brazil.
Well, they got the first one, but the second one,
Ronaldinho.
Ronaldinho, first of all, but your name is too long for me to shout from the stands. Right, but that means little. There's a story behind that, right? Isn't he took that name on in tribute to to another player whose name is similar to his?
I'm not sure of the history of his
but
name.
I think so, and it was a tribute, and so there's like Waldino, and then there's this boy, and then it's he took on the name as a tribute to the senior player.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, let's go to the same way that Sean Paul, the reggae artist. It turns out that his name, Sean Paul, is he started off as Sean DePaul, and it was a tribute to a famous cricket player in the Caribbean. Yes. Let's see, we got a caller. Good morning, caller. I'm ready for you. You calling to answer the sand dollar trivia or the soccer trivia?
Soccer.
Are we ready?
You say you got to be a Bahamian?
No. Any soccer player, but if it's a Bahamian, these boys will know.
Extra points.
Mbappe.
Say that again.
Mbappe.
Oh, Mbappe?
Yeah.
The French Bay? Yes, sir. Here's what to do. Don't hang up. Give your number to the producer, and I will contact you after the show to give you the details to pick up your ticket. I want to leave it here at the Guardian for you, but just in case, we'll touch base, okay?
Not a problem.
You want an adult ticket or a children's ticket?
I need an adult.
There you go.
Yeah, my daughter will be playing in the floor in 2 weeks. So.
Oh, she's going to be playing on the... She's going to be playing on the women's soccer team?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I got a story about that. Thank you for calling in. I got to slip these girls in here somehow. And I know the gentleman won't mind us mentioning the team.
No, they ain't gonna mind.
No. These some good guys. Producer, I want you to take the call. Thank you so much, sir. The answer he gave us was Mbappe. He played for France in the most recent World Cup, and he is... Ooh, he's a hot prospect. Every team in the world wants him right now. Now, I got an answer for our on-the-clock sand dollar trivia while we were talking. The answer is Pelé. I say this without fear of contradiction. Pelé is the most famous soccer player in Brazil.
Amen.
Living or dead.
Amen.
He is perhaps... the most famous soccer player in the world. But I let people talk about Maradona because he's bad. He off the chain. I let them talk about him.
Yes, he was good.
Yeah. He's a close second. But I think Pelé coming onto the national team as a barefoot player, right? And when you watch soccer today and you juxtapose these modern-day reels with reels of Pelé, you see that these new moves that are stunning audiences, Pelé done perfect them long time. Now, what you may see is an evolution, right? And a slight enhancement or advancement on what Pelé was doing, but Pelé created for all of these tricks in soccer. So, okay, guys, listen. I've got two kids' tickets and one adult ticket left. Trivia is still open. No texter. You won once. I'm giving you the Ronaldinho. Be giving you that one. So now I've got two children's tickets left to give away. Dear Bahamas. It's like nothing to spend $20 to take a children to the soccer match this weekend. I got two tickets. So here's how you could win these two tickets. Simple call in, text in with the name of a soccer player. My experts will affirm whether you're correct or not. And then I got a third question I'll throw out. So the first two people to answer any of these questions. If you could tell me what a nutmeg is, if you could tell me what a nutmeg is in soccer, I know what nutmeg is because I used to make gin and coconut water. I know what nutmeg is. Tell me what a nutmeg is in soccer. You could win one of these tickets in the alternate. I just need the name of a soccer player playing right now. Again, the greatest soccer player in the history of Brazil. Most famous. Pelé, we got that answer. We got Mbappe as an answer. French soccer player, played in the World Cup. Stunned the world with his skill and his tenacity. You can't say Leslie St. Fleur because I already called that. Right? But any soccer player... And if you call off a soccer player, if you know a soccer player from the Bahamas national team, I will supply an extra prize with that. Now, gentlemen, Guyana, Antigua and Barbuda, Puerto Rico, who do you think is your strongest competition out of this group?
I feel like Guyana, definitely.
Guyana?
They've got some good quality there.
Yeah.
Strong team, physical team. It'll be a proper test.
Right. I think Guyana has a culture of football, right? It also sort of builds the teams, part of the team's prowess. Okay, there we go. We got to go to a break, guys. You think of those questions, think of those answers. We need a soccer player. I've got two children's tickets left for the Nations League's football team, Bahamas versus Puerto Rico. You get a chance to win these children's tickets, buy your adult ticket to take your children, or I may just have to pair up a child ticket with an adult ticket for our two winners, so you still have a chance to win. We got to go to a break. We will be right back. Stay tuned. You're on the clock. The Bahamas Football Association. We'll be right back.
Get ready, Bahamas. The Nations League is upon us. This Saturday, September 9th at 6 p.m., our men's national team, the Junkanoo Boys, go head-to-head with Puerto Rico at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Dive into the electric match day vibes. Secure your spot now. VIP tickets at $35 and drinks, finger foods, premium seating, and exclusive benefits. Adults for $20 and children under 13. Purchase tickets online at bahamasfa.net or in person at the NSA box office. Rally behind the Junkanoo Boys and don't miss out on this soccer spectacle.
Created Events and Marketing presents Becoming, a transformative women's empowerment summit that will take place on September 24th at the National Training Agency located on Gladstone Road at 3 p.m. Phenomenal speakers include Dequessa Dean, Simone Bow, Sherilee Pinder, Marissa Mason-Smith, and Dr. Nyambi Campbell-Dean. Not to mention a flaunted fashion show segment hosted by Miss Phyllis Garraway. Tickets are $50 and can be purchased at the Nassau Guardian or Essence Med Spa, number 15 Bradley Street, Palmdale. Part proceeds will be donated to the Jenny Dean Caring and Sharing Cancer Support Group.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Bahamas Football Association is in the building. And while we were on a break, we got another winner. I'm going to take down your text information. Lionel Messi. Lionel Messi, one of the most, he ain't Messi at all, you know. One of the most famous modern day soccer players. And he's famous. Let me tell you why he's most famous. This player's a Bahamian. Right? He get fired from one job. He's like, oh, y'all thought you was going to fire me? Watch this. Let me go play professional soccer somewhere else. He's currently playing in the U.S., right?
Yes,
in
Miami. Right in Miami.
Right in Miami?
Yes.
I tell you all this, but he's a Bahamian, Lionel Messi. Welcome to the Bahamas. You're right in our little sister city up there in Miami. This is fantastic. Okay, we are giving away tickets. I've got three tickets gone so far. So listen, I've got one adult ticket and two children's tickets. If you got two, you got to do something with this weekend. I'd be prepared to bundle these three tickets together, but you have to give me name of a soccer player. You name me two soccer players and tell me what a nutmeg is. A nutmeg. See, Bahamians should know what a nutmeg is because we like to posterize people. I don't know if y'all notice how Kai Jones posterized Wemby, the phenom, the latest, first pick in the draft, right?
Yep.
First pick in the draft this year, our little old Kai Jones center posterized Wemby. Now, I had a Kai Jones story for y'all today, but I want to follow up some more before I bring it to the table. Kai Jones, we don't know what's up, but we're praying for you. We hope you well. Listen, just take time. If you need to come home, spend a couple of days by your mummy.
Well, just a little tidbit.
Yeah.
Kai Jones actually played soccer for a short stint for one of the local clubs, Cavalier. Yeah. He actually played for a short stint, played soccer.
That's where he get his footwork from, his
actually,
skills.
Sammy Hunter as well, who plays on the basketball. He also played soccer as well.
You'll be surprised how soccer training can build and develop skills for other sports.
Yeah, I think all sports, in some way or the other, can assist other sports. I think something that we also lost, and that I notice with a lot of kids nowadays is kids don't play in the yard. Kids don't do hopscotch. They don't climb trees. They don't skip and whatnot. So when they come to soccer, they're very uncoordinated.
Yes.
Because they don't do because they only can move their thumbs. They can't do anything with their feet.
Right. You're right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because they have too much screen time, not enough sun time and soil time, feet in the on the ground.
Absolutely.
Man, listen, and so it's up to us as adults to preserve some energy so that we can go out with kids. You don't have to run up and down with them, but A, you should be present, right? Be present, be supervisory, C, to engage them, encourage them, and let them know, listen, you got to lie to your children sometimes. Sometimes you got to lie to them and say, this is fun. We are all having fun. Eventually, they'll fall in and understand it is fun. You got a caller on the line. Good morning, caller.
Yes, Sadio Man.
Say that again.
Sadio Man, M-A-N-E.
Yep, okay. So that's what, and I got a text here. So listen, sir. Do you have a children to take with you?
I have a son I can take with me.
There you go. You got a Nations League children ticket.
Thank you.
Now, I've got I got a text up. This is the last ticket. You texted with the digits 1252. The last ticket in my hand is a children ticket, and I've given it to you. And you are, oh, man, the poor texter. Okay. All right. The texter got it right. A nutmeg is when a player kicks the ball through an opponent's leg. It's like when you posterize them on the soccer pitch. Yes, sir? Go on.
That is incorrect.
Oh, okay. What's a nutmeg?
A nutmeg is when you kick it through their legs and then you get the ball back.
Right.
In that definition, I could just be passing it to my teammate and not get it back. That's technically
not a nutmeg.
Not a complete
to
nutmeg.
Properly posterize them and embarrass them, you got to pass the ball through them to yourself.
To yourself.
So that's where the nutmeg is. Yes. Their text, I thought you got it right. It's a more complete process.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You have to pass the ball to yourself through the opponent's. Okay. So, text, I got one ticket for you. It's a cheering ticket. I'm going to message you after the show. Confirm details for pickup. Now, caller, I'm taking your call, but I am afraid I have to tell you that we all out of tickets to give away. Good morning, caller. You on the clock.
Well, this is Sparky, so I ain't got none of them block phone account anyway, so.
I got you.
So, I wasn't going to answer no question.
I got you.
But good Sports Friday. Good morning, Miss Green, and everybody else out there in the Bahama Islands.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't hear too much about anymore volleyball. I remember when, in my day, volleyball was one of the hardest sports.
Because
I played volleyball for Government High and the Paradise Island Giants.
Wow.
One team we could have never beat was Prince William. It would always come down to Government High and Prince William. We were dominant in volleyball then, and then it also came down to the Paradise Island Giants and Prince William in the night league.
Okay.
Okay, I went back as far as playing volleyball in the Oaksfield Hangar. That's how far back I went. I graduated June 1970.
What do you mean Prince Will was playing in the night league?
Yeah, what happened is the high school teams got so good.
They could play in the night league.
Norman Gay and Tom DeBoyd Grant, them, they had night leagues, used to play down to the sports center. The way you turn into the sports center now actually used to be the head office and the ramp for where the planes used to come in, Maki Airlines and all of them, Pan Am and all of them.
Okay.
That was the airport. That was the Oaksfield Airport.
Yes, sir.
Right. Then behind there was the big hangar, Oaksfield Hangar, where they used to repair the planes. And plus, when the town during the uprising in town, that's where the soldiers used to live, inside the Oaksfield. Yeah. They had a lot of rooms and stuff.
Sparky, I got to get back to soccer, but I want to thank you for calling in. Tell you why. I got a story on deck. I do a lot of sport. I try to cover the week's sports stories. I'm glad you mentioned volleyball. If y'all don't mind, just a quick mention. Let's big up Bahamian Eugene Stewart as he returns to Europe to continue his professional volleyball career after a one-year hiatus. He heads to Portugal to play for Vitória Sports Club based in Paris, Portugal for the 2023-24 season. He was home for a while. He played for the New Providence team in the Bahama Games and helped them win the title. He represented the Bahamas national men's team at the 18th Caribbean Zonal Volleyball Association Senior Championships in Paramaribo, Suriname over the summer. And in beach volleyball, he teamed up with John Isaacs, and the two played on two stops on the 2023 North Central American and Caribbean Volleyball Confederation Beach Volleyball Tour. So, Sparky, I'd like, thank you for sparking that. Big up Bahamian Eugene Stewart. We're glad that you got back to playing professional volleyball. Did y'all know that you could have a career in professional volleyball? Just yes. Like our good friend Lucius Johnson has, Lucius, make sure I get that last name correct, has a professional career in video gaming. Gentlemen, did you think when you was a little children that you could have a professional career in video gaming? We say congratulations, Lucius, Jonathan Lucius. He made it out of the first round, sort of advanced, so he improved his performance this year over last year. Gentlemen, don't worry about video games. Y'all got to watch tape. You got to watch tape, train, move sand up and down the beach. It's good training. It's good training. Good discipline training. When you're frustrated and you're tired, but you still got to wake, moving sand up and down the beach is the thing. They put on us a little cheering. But let's go through the details for tomorrow's game again. Dear Bahamas, we're all on duty. We've all been called to attend the national football team, Thomas A. Robinson Stadium, 6 p.m. Saturday, Bahamas versus Puerto Rico.
Yes. Bring your cowbells, your goatskin drums, no whistles.
No whistles.
Bring your noise makers, anything you have to make noise. Come on out and support our young men.
Bring a good attitude, plenty energy. Bring a little cash to spend and support the BFA. Buy some concessions. Stay hydrated. Bring, you know, buy your water. Stay hydrated. 6 p.m., Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Now, have you all organized any watch parties? And is there an after-game venue that the players are going to go to sort of celebrate, to relax? Or do you guys have to go straight back into recovery mode and rest your bodies, take care of your bodies?
Well, there'll be a brief moment after the game for fans to greet players.
Okay.
But after that, we have to head back to the hotel so that they can recover, rest.
Bathe and go to bed.
Because we have to travel the next day to get ready for Guyana.
Oh, so that's right. You don't have time to celebrate. We got to do the celebrating for you.
Yeah.
Dear Bahamas, you got to be there 6 p.m. We're sticking around to the end of the game so we could meet the players, Puerto Rico, Bahamas, give them our support. Then they got to go home, bathe and go to bed to get ready for Guyana. Yes. It's going to be a big game. And numbers to call, again, you can go to the NSA, National Sports Authority, today before 4 p.m. to purchase your ticket. Tickets can be purchased at the door, $20 for adults, $10 for children, general admission, $35 for VIP. It comes with a beer, finger foods, a special seating area, and plenty, plenty cool breeze. They can put you all where the cool breezes be, VIP. Trust me, it's going to be great. Gentlemen, call off your name and your position one more time.
Michael Massey, a midfielder.
I hear that British accent.
And William Gardner, defender.
All right, what you was doing in Britain? Going to school?
I'm going to school soon, yeah.
Okay, cool. No, man, you're Bahamian. You could hear the Bahamian. I could hear the Bahamian.
It's a bit of both,
Yeah, no, I heard, trust me, I heard it.
That's good.
And if you isn't a Bahamian, you're a Bahamian now. Gentlemen, I say congratulations before you even get out there because you've put the preparation in. You could see the discipline. You're doing the training. And your coaches believe in you. I know your parents believe in you. And we believe in you. We got to go. Assistant coach, tell them your name again.
Kevin Davies.
You're just as important as the players. Coaching is just as important as the players. Producer, take us out of here. I didn't know I was supposed to tell you, see if you could find the longest goal on the board. But for my soccer players, they know what that means. You guys stay tuned. CA Nuri and Guardian Radio AM is up next. I got to go buy some tape for my ankles. So I go out on the bleachers and dance. You guys have a great day.
Thank you.